Rainmaker FM is brought to you by Digital Commerce Institute. Do you want to build the business of your dreams without squandering time and money, stumbling around to find the right path, or making unnecessary mistakes? The market is ready and waiting for you, but that doesn't mean it's gotten any easier. Digital Commerce Institute is here to change that. Go to rainmaker.fm/digital-commerce and get the training, education, and community you need to start building your digital business the right way. That's rainmaker.fm/digital-commerce.
Greetings, super friends. My name is Sonia Simone, and these are the confessions of a pink-haired marketer. For those of you who might not know me yet, I am a co-founder and the chief content officer for Rainmaker Digital. I am also a champion of running your business and your life according to your own rules. As long as you don't lie and you don't hurt people, this podcast is your official pink permission slip to run your business or your career exactly the way you think you should. So, earlier this week, I was talking with Charlie Gilkey for his podcast. If you don't know Charlie, he's awesome. He's this amazing kind of productivity and moving forward kind of guy. And we were talking about the fact that I have written about a quarter of about four books in the last 12 months. So you would think that would add up to a whole book, but sadly, no, it does not. Now, it's not wasted work because, frankly, I think I'm going to wind up writing all of those books, completing all of those books. But for the first book I want to come out with, I want to focus on what I think will help the most people. I want to focus on the book that's going to move the most people to take the greatest amount of beneficial action. So a thing that keeps happening is that I keep going to specific how-to, to specific tutorial kind of instructional content, because I'm a pragmatic person and I do believe next steps are really important. But Charlie suggested, and I think I agree with him, and I would love to know what you think about this, is that before we get to the next steps, there's a manifesto that needs to happen first. There's a statement of beliefs and principles that comes before the how-to and informs the how-to and possibly is paired with some kind of tutorial or how-to. So what's in my head right now is probably that piece, the how-to piece, is some kind of a resources page that gets paired with a book, and there are links to things like, you know, the billion free resources that we have on Copyblogger, our authority community, our Digital Commerce Academy, all that good stuff. So a mix of free stuff and then more advanced paid stuff, depending on where you are in the process. And so that brings us to today. And what I want to try out with you folks and see what you think is seven principles of the Sonia way of being a business owner. And a theme that's really been resonating with me lately is business advice for the rest of us. You know, I just read Marshall Goldsmith's new book, Triggers. It was very good. It had a lot of good material in it. But by his own self-description, it is really about helping people who are extremely successful get even more successful. You know, and that's fantastic. It's not a bad thing to do. And of course, you have, I'm sure, bumped into some of the really fantastic resources from Chris Gilbo is one that I think is very valuable. Tim Ferriss adds a lot of value. I loved Steve Kam's book, Level Up. I thought that was a lot of fun. I'm noticing that there's not a shortage of very valuable resources coming from straight and mostly single white guys. Now, I love straight white guys. I have a lot of them in my life. I cherish them deeply. No knock there. But there are some other people on the planet who are not straight white guys, and I just would like to make sure that we send a message out that this whole business ownership thing and digital business in particular is for them as well, that it's maybe a bigger tent than we're seeing, and that there are other ways of doing it, other voices, other lenses we could be looking through. So here are these seven principles that have really been coming up for me again and again, this, let's say in the last year. I would love it if you would do me a favor, if any of these are particularly resonant for you, or if they feel like something you would like to know more about, I would love to hear about it. You can get me on Twitter at Sonia Simone, SoniaSimone. And you can also come to this podcast, pinkhairedmarketer.fm, gets you to the show notes, extra links, extra resources, and comments, and of course, the whole show archive. And the other thing that's knocking around my head is maybe they're not principles. You know, I don't know that they're principles. They're sort of ways of being and ways of thinking. So if you have a better word, then I'm all for that as well. In this past year, especially clarified by a speaking workshop that I went to in February, I've really been thinking about my motivation, you know, what drives me. And I really feel like I'm all about helping people build their escape capsules from whatever the situation is that's got them stuck, whatever the situation is that does not serve them or serve you. And so these principles are really mindset adoptions that give you a framework where you can start to build that escape capsule. So anytime that you have a major economic shift, you have big cracks that open up. And these are cracks that people can fall into and can even get crushed in. But you also release all of this new virtual real estate that people can build on. So it always goes both ways. There's always new opportunities combined with new perils, if you will. And of course, we've all heard about this gig economy that we're in now. And that needs new mindsets, it needs new behaviors, it needs new skills, new values, all that good stuff. So getting started with the principles. Principle one, your DNA wants you to be dignified and free. And this one just speaks to my very deep belief and also my longtime observation that we are all, quote unquote, genetically encoded to have dignity, to have freedom, to determine our own course. Now, the circumstances can make that really tricky. Some of us have trickier circumstances than others, but no one should feel that for, you know, in some way, inherently, they're not cut out to call their own shots. I think we all have the DNA, and then the question is, can we pick up the skills and the resources to, you know, to activate that? So that leads directly to principle number two, which is mobilize your assets and your constraints. I teach this a lot, particularly in our private communities and teaching sales and authority whenever we're doing mindset and productivity sessions. You need to know what you might be able to mobilize to make your thing happen. What do you have going for you? You know, is it writing voice? Is it in a particular skill or ability? Is it a pocket of free time? Is it a budget, even if it's a small budget? What do you have that you can use? And then, of course, you have to get honest about your constraints as well. And I will give you an example that I have seen in the real world, which is young single guys who give business advice and who give a very hard time to people who talk about the constraints of being a parent, and especially maybe a more primary caretaker kind of parent of small kids. So I have seen this kind of guy go after parents of young kids and talk about, well, you're making excuses and, you know, my mom was a single mom and all of these things. It's just not helpful. You know, they just don't have the experience of the very specific kind of constraint that is. It is a constraint that can be worked with, and most constraints are, but you have to be helpful about it. So one of the things I want to talk about in the book is what I found helpful in working in sort of leveraging your strengths or your assets and then managing your constraints. Sometimes you can even take constraints and turn them into assets if you're creative about it. Now, my third principle is something that I'm calling don't multitask, compartmentalize. So good old Gary Vaynerchuk, love him. He's certainly got amazing things going on, has been talking to us recently that you can't start a business without accepting that it's going to really severely limit the amount of time you spend with your family, among other things, right? We all kind of know that we're not necessarily going to be able to binge watch Game of Thrones, you know, quite when it comes out, things like that. Now, this is not new advice in any way, but I will tell you that I see it differently. And it really comes down, I think, to how we're defining a business. So anybody can start a side hustle, a side small business with the scraps of time that they do have if they use them wisely. Now, you are not going to launch Google with scraps of time that you are using wisely. It's not going to happen. So if you define business as, you know, a startup that's hiring first dozens and then hundreds and then thousands of people, if that's business to you, then that's one equation. But that's not, I don't think that's a legitimate way to define business. $100 extra a month, which is makes a huge difference for a lot of people. And then, of course, you can build on that to earn more than that. And these are things, you know, this could be doing hair or nails for your neighbors. It could be driving Lyft for a couple of hours a week, or it could be from a digital business. And those are still businesses and they bring value. They bring value to you and they bring value to the people you serve. So going back to what I was saying about not multitasking, instead compartmentalizing, instead of trying to do everything at once and failing at everything, the idea is to set aside discrete, sometimes quite small compartments of your time, of your energy, of your focus. And I'll talk more about that in a future podcast if you're into it. But this idea of instead of trying to do everything and doing it poorly, compartmentalize a little pocket of time, energy, and focus that you can use to make your thing happen. And that one would lead directly into principle 4, which is itty-bitty habits. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you have heard me talk about this a couple of times. Being a business owner and, you know, creating your escape capsule is often about making fundamental behavior changes. So taking the initiative, doing things you haven't done before, getting out of your comfort zone, you know, all that good stuff that we hear about in motivational talks. And what I have observed in myself and in others is that if you start with the little itty-bitty habits, the micro habits, that just tends to work better than trying to do this colossal, you know, I am going to be the most productive person ever in the whole world. And I'm going to, as they say, the consultants say, I'm going to boil the ocean. Most of the time, and in most situations, not all of the time, but most of the time, instead of trying to change everything overnight, if you can build a reliable little habit and then grow it, you're going to get much further. And the same as, you know, for your business, build a reliable little business, then grow that, rather than trying to go out and launch the next Facebook or the next Apple or whatever it is that, you know, that's your ultimate dream. Principle number 5 is Lego, not IKEA. And this is really about the blueprint or the model that you would use to construct your business. So we all have really different assets and different constraints. And if you try to model my business, if you try to look at what I'm doing in my business and then do that precisely, you're probably going to struggle in ways that you don't have to, because I have assets that you don't have. And you have assets I don't have. And, you know, if you were going to model my business exactly, you wouldn't be making the best use of what you have to offer. So instead of trying to put together something that comes pre-made in a flat pack, you want to think about your Legos. Those are your own individual set of assets and constraints. And then build something that's informed by your own creativity. And this is really about playing with it. It's about taking it apart and putting it back together. Sometimes it's about getting yourself some more Legos. So you might get some education or you might expand your network or what have you. But the idea is to stay loose. You know, it's just Lego. It's meant to be rearranged. Business, and especially business today, and double especially digital business, is so much about adapting and growing and evolving and pivoting and rethinking and reimagining. So don't be afraid to take your Legos apart and make something better out of them. Principle 6 is that your values are a battery. And what that means is that when you keep in mind what matters the most to you, so your family, patriotism, religion, justice, equality, community, whatever it might be, when you hold that in front of you and keep it in your mind's eye, it's an energizer. We really don't have a time management problem in our lives. We have an energy management problem and, of course, a priority management problem. And bringing your values to mind helps with both. It helps with the energy and it helps with the priorities. It gives you, as Garrison Keillor said, the strength to do what needs to be done. I did record a podcast talking about that, so I will give you a link in the show notes. Again, you can find those at pinkhairedmarketer.fm. And then the final principle or practice is to construct your community. And this is, in my experience, invaluable. It's about finding the like-minded people who understand what you're doing so that you can support each other, open up opportunities you didn't know you had, you know, cheer each other on the good days and help each other on the tough days. I find that too often we tend to use our family and our friends as our community for this. And it's tricky because they don't get it. You know, they don't understand what you're doing. They're not into it. They haven't studied it the way you have. They don't understand the opportunities that are opening up. And so sometimes, even though they love you, they may really not empower you because they're not coming from a place of courage. They're not coming from a place of knowledge. So you really want to think about, where are you going to find the community that supports this specific work? And I promise you, no matter how much of a disaster you might think you are, you can find or create a community to help you find the doors, to help you make it happen. I find that Barbara Sher, her last name is spelled S-H-E-R, has some really nifty thoughts on this that have really informed how I see it. And again, I'll give you a link in the show notes to a really interesting talk that she did. I think it was a TED Talk about this exact thing, about, you know, constructing the community that will work with you on your escape pod. So this is the time when I ask you what you think, when I ask you to let me know, you know, which of these feels strong to you. And, you know, if one of them makes you just go, ugh, I just don't think so, I would love to know that as well. You know, at the end of the day, this is going to be about my beliefs and my expression. My values are my battery on this book, and that's what's going to carry me through. But it interests me to see where people might drop off. It might be because I'm not expressing it well, or it might just be because I have really weird values, which I am totally open to as a possibility. So I just want to thank you. I'm really looking forward to talking more with you on these themes, on these ideas. Some of them have very much emerged from this conversation you and I have been having over the last year. I am also looking for stories for the book. So if you know somebody who might embody that idea of business for the rest of us, you know, somebody who's got something successful going, and maybe they just don't fit the stereotype, whatever it might be, internally or externally, drop me a line in the comments or drop me a line on Twitter. At Sonia Simone is where you find me on Twitter. You know, I'm not blind. I totally get that I need to check my own privilege on this one. I want to include some voices who have faced the constraints that I don't face, you know, because I want to create something that is able to bring value to as many people as I can. Basically, I want to build as many escape pods as I possibly can from whatever it is that's not serving you. And my focus is about business and it is about marketing, but, you know, maybe somebody's escape pod is something totally different. And I'm open to that. So I would love to hear what you're doing with it. Thank you all. Big heart, big love. Those of you who are iTunes people, any kind of review or star rating helps more people find the show. You know, this is not like a moneymaker show. I don't have a big monetization scheme attached to it, but I really do want to touch as many people as I can. So if that's you and you feel so moved, those do help me and they help the audience find the show. And of course, you know, sharing it on Facebook, Twitter, what have you, super big help every time you do that. It helps some new people find the show and it helps our voice get stronger. So big thank you, big hug, and big gratitude. And I will see you next week. Take care.